Hey, so first official live stream. I'll be doing weekly live streams every Friday. Yuna from Your Aesthetic Style. Today's topic video for anyone who has ever found yourself saying, I need more balance, work-life balance, balance in yourself, relationship. This live stream is for you. And I feel like so many people say this so often. I know I've said it before, seeking this balance. So I feel this live stream is huge and important for many people. So tune in and also share about it, because this is going to blow your mind. This is an epiphany that I had after I attended a design conference because it's connected to design. But the big woe is basically when we use balance, we're focusing on the wrong word. Actually, using that word instead of this other word, which I'm going to mention soon, is what causes more stress in what we're seeking to have. In our life, what we call a balanced life. So, the word you should use instead of using balance is the word harmony. And I'm going to explain why. But the main difference is one, balance is about comparing, whereas harmony is about complementing. And the best way to explain this is visually. That's also the way that I think. But you have these two principles, and they're very different. So visually, what does balance look like? This is a good example of balance. It's about weight. This is a scale. You can see on here. And the way that you measure it is you try to get the scale equal by putting equal amounts into both sides, and then you have balance. But the essence of that is comparing, right? Did I put enough in this one to this other side? And then that's how we get equilibrium. And that's an important principle. But the issue is that we use that word so much when we talk about our life. And especially this typical word phrase is work-life balance, right? I'm going to challenge you today and through this talk to think about what you're comparing and measuring. Because usually when we talk about work-life balance, we're talking about responsibilities, work, relationships, it's the life. The things that really matter and how we connect to people. So I'm going to use those terms instead, but I'm talking about that general work-life balance. But instead, it's responsibilities. Whatever your work is, or whether you are a stay-at-home mom, you have a lot of responsibilities, but you also have relationships that need equal amount of time and investment and equally important to you. And we're comparing these two things that can't be compared. That's part of the stress that comes with that. So even saying the word, I need this balance, is kind of looking at these two things, your relationships and your work, and you're trying to like, okay, I put hours in here, put hours in there, trying to get the balance. And it's always this comparison game, right? Because you put a little bit here and then it goes off balance. You put a little bit here and then it goes off balance. That's how a scale works. So think about that. We're stressing ourselves out a lot by having that comparing mentality. And even to you, it might seem simple, like, okay, it's a word. But it's a big deal as a word. And if you look up, you Google Tim Ferriss, he talks about this. He says that the core of a lot of our problems is that we're using the wrong word or too vague with the word, and that causes a lot of the stress and the fears that we have in life. And I think this is absolutely the case with the word balance, which is kind of a super trendy word, and we use it a lot with a good intention. Like, we want things to work well in our life, to have an equal role, that work and responsibilities and relationships have an equal place in our life. But we need to stop using that term of comparison because they're two things that can't be compared, right? You can't measure relationships by hours. Just doesn't work. So this is where the other word, harmony, comes in. Why? Harmony is about complementing. Visual image for harmony. This symbol, which I think many people are like my homemade symbols here. I think many people can relate and recognize this yin yang symbol. So, when you think about harmony, what's the key here? You can see right off the bat that these are two very different things. It's not about trying to be the same, which is balance and comparing. You see two very different things, black and white. The opposites, actually, in fact. But each of them also has a little bit of the other in it. So when you think about that, it means that it be It's okay. It means that you have to focus on both. Sorry, I'm looking at my notes because I want to get everything in here of the inspiration. When you're focusing on harmony, you're focusing on both what's the same, looking for that what's the same within it, but also appreciating and understanding how the differences work together. So, oh man, I got lost in my notes. I'm so excited. But this is important because the focus is on the differences are what make you harmonious, that they can work together in a way that makes everyone happy. And when you think about relationships and when you think about responsibilities, this is what your goals should be. And I'll give you some examples. So for me, with working, hey, Ariella, nice, I'm glad you joined. So for me, with working from home and being a mom, I'm looking at what I can learn from both, how both of them complement my life, because I can't live a divided lifestyle. I have to make a harmonious lifestyle. So working from home has taught me, or like learning through a business has taught me that I need to really appreciate my time and how I value my time. And that's something I carry over into parenting. I've actually become better at parenting and being more mindful with my kids and present because I really understand, especially like multitasking, which is a big thing that was hard for me not to do, but I see so much better how I'm clearer and work better in my business when I don't multitask, and I carry that over into parenting. But also, parenting, being a mom, has taught me a lot with my business because I've learned about patience. So there's like those different elements. I see them in both. And instead of trying to compare, like, how many hours I worked my business this week, how many with my kids, and try to measure it that way, I'm like, I can't compare them. They're two very different things. But instead, I'm seeking to how I can learn from both of them and how I can make them complement in my life. So, but I think an even more, a better example, a way to illustrate harmony and how it applies in your life is with relationships, and especially with your partner, with your better half, husband and wife, or mother and father. This is where this comes in because you're different. You're very different. And that is the starting point. Like, if you try to be the same and compare with the whole balance thing, that's often where issues come up. And this comes to play, especially in housework or with raising kids, because you're looking at, like, okay, I did the dishes this many times. I did the blah, blah, blah this many times. And it's that balancing game, comparing out who has these different roles and responsibilities. When the way that you do your roles and responsibilities is very different because you're two different people. So, perfect prime example from my life is we just came back from a trip in Austria. So, when we pack for vacation, usually ends up being me who's packing for most of the, for the boys and myself because I think about all those little details. And the last trip I mentioned, I said, oh, I want you to do more packing to my husband because I wanted him to, there's my mom in the background. You can just wait. I wanted him to take more because I'm like, I always end up doing all the packing. It's just, but when he did do the packing, I didn't like it and I ended up doing it all over again because we are different. I think of those little details about the extra socks and things that he doesn't necessarily think about. So instead, what we do now is focus on complementing our differences. And so often he'll we'll pack, we'll like gather everything together that we need and try to remember everything. So the pressure of remembering isn't there. But I do the actual like putting it in my organized way in the packing. And it's we're happier and better off overall because we know that like this is how we work together. Then the thing that my husband can do that I can't do is like if it's the day before we have to get on the flight. And we still have so much to packing. The last thing I want to do is take the boys to the park and go on a walk. Like, I can't think and do that. So he can do that, and I can pack. So it's like, even though I'm doing a lot of the packing by myself, it's so much easier to do it without the boys in the house. And there's no way that I could, like, go out with them and be able to concentrate because I want to pack. So that's a great balance there that he could do that and not worry. And I don't have to worry because packing with a toddler is not easy most things. Get out of the suitcase, then go in. So that's the most beautiful part of harmony is this. You notice how some parts, hey Chad, you notice how some parts, like the way that the yin yang symbol is presented, is that it's skinny at the top here, and this part has more. And then at the bottom, right, it gets skinnier here, and this part has more. So in like relationships, there's always going to be times where one person is doing more, giving more. Like in the packing example, I was doing more of the load there with the packing. But if you just focus on that and you see it only from a balance perspective, I gotta show you these visuals to help you out. So if you just focus on that, then I'm like, oh, I put all the time I put into packing. It's feeling really outweighed because my husband didn't do any of the packing and I did it all. But if you focus on a harmony perspective, then you'll be able to see what the things he does do that he didn't do. Hey, Benita! Awesome. So the harmony is I did all that packing. Then when we're on the plane, I fall asleep because I was up all night class, and he spends the plane time entertaining the kids, which is also quite a task, two toddlers. So in that moment, he is doing the more bulk and I'm sleeping. Yes, right? So that's the key, is look at for the harmony. And it really starts from this point of looking for how you're complementing and not comparing. That is the key takeaway here. So change your words, change your language. When you're thinking about your life, when you're thinking about your relationships and your responsibility and how to make it work together, your aim, your goal is a harmonious life, okay? And balance, I'm not saying that balance is bad, but if you use it in the wrong perspective, you're always going to be stressed because you're always going to be comparing. So focus on balance for weight and for figuring out when you're baking. But when you're talking about your life, focus on harmony. All right? And so if this was inspiring for you, whether you're watching the replay or you're watching live, would really love you to share this. This is what I like, this was a huge revelation for me and something that helps me a lot. And I think that it's really important for others to hear. And especially around Mother's Day, I want to give a shout out to all the moms. So much respect for everything. And this is kind of my little gift of like, really see, you're doing such a great job already. You do so much. Don't keep putting more in or comparing yourself at all, but just see how much what you do already in your life can work together. And yeah, that's it for now. I'll see you next Friday with another live stream. Bye.